Back on the Big Wake Up Call, AM 1280 WBIG. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. He's a member of two legendary bands in the Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna. Also happens to be one of the best guitar players on the planet. He's got a new book, Been So Long, My Life and Music, and so happy to talk to Jorma Kaukonen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're very flattering. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate you calling in today. How are you?
I'm good.
I learned
everything out your way. We're getting. I'm in Southeast Ohio, and we're getting the tailings of the hurricane today.
Yeah, I think we have our last nice day today, and then we have rain for the next 11 days. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's just water, right?
I learned so much from your book, and especially lots of information about Jefferson Airplane that I've never read in any other book before. When did you decide that it was time to share your stories?
Well, you know, I've been blogging for a number of years, and I kept a journal before that. And at some point, my wife, Vanessa, just said, you know, you write well. You should think about actually doing this for real. And I got to thinking about it. And I thought, what can I lose? So we wound up getting a book deal with St. Martin Express. And, of course, once we got the deal, I actually had to write the book.
Yeah.
And I settled down. And one of the things in the beginning, you know, when I just was doing blogging and whatnot for my own pleasure, I'd wait until something inspired me to write something other than I played a gig and here's the songs I played.
Sure.
But when you're doing the book, you actually have to finish it. So I was hearing something on NPR about this guy that was a writer and a director and does all this kind of stuff. And he said that his muse, his inspiration, was the actual act of writing itself. And I said, I like that. And so I made the process be my inspiration, and then I was able to finish the book.
Well, it's interesting because we talk to so many musicians, and I don't know if it's because it's a different state of mind for writing a song versus writing a book, but I talk to so many like, one of these days I'm going to write that book. And you hope, like, well, I hope you get to that book because I would find that interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that happens with all this kind of stuff is just to get off your butt and do it. Stephen Pressfield, the guy that wrote Legend of Bagger Vance and Gates of Fire, wrote a book called The War of Art. It's about his creative process. And basically, in a nutshell, what he says in a number of pages is, get off your butt and do something.
Reading your book, and it makes perfect sense. I guess I didn't realize that the folk connection a lot of you had. You were doing the scene in Greenwich Village. You're hanging out with Dave Van Ronk and meeting blues legends. So coming from where you were to New York City, how did that shape your musical thinking? How did that change how you wanted to express yourself?
I think that it was a really nice way to come up because back in the eras of what we sort of lovingly call the big folk scare, you know, everybody that was into that game, you know, whether you were a folkie or a blues musician, whatever, there's a really strong sense of identity as an artist as opposed to the rest of the world on some level, you know. And that was really a nice grounding for being able to respect what we did ourselves and bring that respect into the next incarnation, which was to be a pop or a rock musician.
Well, that's really interesting, too. And reading your book and going back and listening to the first two Airplane albums, original copies I inherited from my parents. And so Takes Off seems like more of a folk rock album. You got Surrealistic Pillow.
Right.
You hear more folk and blues influences on that one. And then you go from that, and then you guys are just going for it.
Right. I agree completely. Takes Off, absolutely a folk rock album. Surrealistic Pillow is a rock and roll album, but as we began to become infected by all the stuff you can do with the electric guitar, yeah, after Baby and Baxter was a breakout, artistic breakout record for us.
And then I want to mention your book also comes with an exclusive CD. What are we going to hear on the CD?
Okay, well, I don't have it in front of me right now, but...
Oh, okay.
But I picked... it starts off with Been So Long, and they're all live cuts.
Okay.
And sort of, like there's a sort of a bluesy song called Broken Highway that's on it. I think River of Time is on it. There's five or six songs. In any case, it more or less follows the sort of emotional path that the book does. And I'm not going to put too much emphasis on that because I didn't set out to do that, but it's kind of like, you know, from a chronological or artistic point of view, that's what it fills up, the void it fills for me. And they're all live cuts, which I liked also.
And it was fun learning about Hot Tuna in the book, reading about how you're working with Rick Danko, you're hanging out with the band in Woodstock. And like, so did you guys get together at some point and like, you know what, we're going to start our own genre of music, and 40 years later they'll say, hey, that's Americana.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. The answer is no, but when you look back on it, we were so committed to a music which didn't really have a name back then.
Yeah.
But now, at least we can call it Americana.
And then I also want to mention, you will be in Chicago. You've got two shows coming up on December 7th at the Old Town School of Folk Music. I know you've played there before. Have you been there since they built the new auditorium?
No, I don't think I have. That's a good question. Is it the same building?
It's they built the a brand new building across the street, and it's absolutely it's still so intimate, and it's an absolutely beautiful venue. I think the sound is amazing. It has the feel of the old room, but like updated with the modern technology.
Awesome. Well, like I mentioned in the book, when I was going to Antioch College, the Old Town School of Folk Music was like the holy grail of folk music, but none of us had the money to be able to go to Chicago and see it. So every time I play the place, it really touches my heart in a sort of a sentimental kind of way.
And learning more about that and just who would play there, I just realized what a blessing. I mean, I live around the corner from there. Just, I don't want to take that for granted, what a blessing that is.
No, it really is. I mean, it's an awesome place. It truly, truly is.
And the brand new book is My Life and Music. And, of course, it's the book from Jorma Kalkinen. And I can't thank you enough for calling in today. I'm looking forward to the show. If you see a guy waving hello, that's probably me.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, our security is very porous once you stop saying hello.
Well, perfect. I would appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You got it, man.